There was much rejoicing in Europe last week when Czech senators voted in favour of ratifying the European Union's Lisbon Treaty, which aims to streamline the way the EU is run with 27 members. But many senators from the centre-right Civic Democratic Party voted against the treaty, and on Tuesday several of them met President Václav Klaus, who also opposes the document and who must sign the treaty into law for ratification to be complete. Rob Cameron has been following developments and joins me now in the studio. So, Rob, what was this meeting all about and what's come out of it?
Well, three senators from the right of centre Civic Democrats, the party that Mr Klaus founded in 1991 and left recently, partly because of Lisbon, went to Prague Castle on Tuesday to meet the president. They told the media after the meeting that they did have the 17 signatures necessary to send a new complaint over the Lisbon Treaty to the Constitutional Court, and they said that this they will do within 2 months. One senator had said earlier that they're in no hurry to do this and admitted that their strategy is simply to delay Czech ratification until Ireland holds a new referendum sometime in the autumn. Now, Mr. Klaus himself said shortly after the Senate voted in favour of ratification last week that he would not sign it until the court has ruled on any possible new legal challenge. So what we can glean from this and what Europe should glean from it is that the Czech Republic will not, if Klaus sticks to his word, complete ratification of the Lisbon Treaty anytime soon.
Right, but the Constitutional Court has already rejected one complaint by Civic Democrat senators. Why would it waste everyone's time hearing another?
Well, the Constitutional Court examined just seven specific objections. The senators who went to see Mr. Klaus today said they want the court to examine the entire document, the whole Lisbon Treaty, claiming that it endangers Czech sovereignty and is therefore unconstitutional. Now, that would take the Constitutional Court a very long time to do. There are 272 pages, it weighs half a kilo, and senators know that. So one of the fiercest opponents, a Civic Democrat senator called Jaroslav Kubera, told Pravo recently that we're in no hurry, and in private what we're saying to each other is, let's give the Irish a chance to reject it first. If this means we have to wait until after the summer holidays, who cares? At least it'll make those boys in Brussels a bit nervous.
So full ratification will be postponed, but is there any prospect of President Klaus actually refusing to sign the treaty? Can he do that under the Czech constitution?
Well, that's the million-dollar question that's exercising the minds of constitutional lawyers at the moment. The problem is the constitution says the president signs treaties that are ratified by parliament. It doesn't say he must sign them. It doesn't say he has to sign them within a certain period of time. It just says he does. Now, one Social Democrat senator has said that Mr. Klaus could be tried for treason if he refuses to sign the Lisbon Treaty. Now, I think there aren't many who would actually agree with her, but certainly this issue of whether President Klaus has to sign the Lisbon Treaty is proving hugely divisive.
Right. Rob Cameron, thank you for that. And of course, that is a story we'll be following closely here at Radio.